locked in to the home of spirit-filled content, this is NPC Radio. Catch hashtag save for the best in urban gospel music, rhythm and love for those sweet Jesus melodies that move the soul, the update to keep you informed and inspired, and covenant walk for all things marriage and godly relationships. Don't miss testimony time where real people share what the Lord has done. And that's not all. There's so much more waiting for you at npcproductions.com/shows. This is NPC Radio, the power of faith, on air and online.
We are Power of Faith.
Of the same old content? Same songs, same shows, same noise. Switch to NPC Radio now. Gospel hits that inspire, talk shows with real life wisdom, testimonies that shake the soul, fresh, faith-filled content every week. NPC Radio, more than just radio, its purpose, its power, its truth. Tune in today at npcproductions.com/shows. Tired of the same old content? Same songs, same shows, same noise. Switch to NPC Radio now. Gospel hits that inspire, talk shows with real life wisdom, testimonies that shake the soul, fresh, faith-filled content every week. NPC Radio, more than just radio, its purpose, its power, its truth. Tune in today at npcproductions.com/shows.
NPC Devotionals, light for your day, strength for your journey. No matter what you're going through, when the weight is heavy, when the path is unclear, there's a word waiting to lift you up. Whether you're rising with the sun or winding down in silence, let these devotionals speak to your soul. Because even in the storm, his voice still whispers, "I am with you." NPC Devotionals, light for your day.
Thank you so much for supporting this station. Thank you so much for staying here with us. Thank you so much. May the good Lord bless you for that. And now, ladies and gentlemen, today it's a very wonderful day that the Lord has given unto us. So we shall be glad in it, we shall enjoy it, we shall live in it, we shall cherish it, and we shall enjoy our lives in it. Now today, ladies and gentlemen, I come to you to deliver the devotional. I'm doing it late in the night. It's 10 p.m. in Kampala, Uganda, 10 p.m. Nairobi time, 10 p.m. in Turkey, 10 p.m. all around the world somewhere. There is a place, and now, respective to your time zones, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, thank you so much for being there. Thank you so much for being alive. And I hope you love Jesus. I hope you love Jesus. I hope you love your neighbors the same way you love yourself. Now, ladies and gentlemen, today, before we go any further, I am going to start this session off with a nice prayer, a wonderful prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. And thank you for your protection. Everything that you give us, everything that we don't even ask for, everything that we don't even know that you are doing and you're still doing for us, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for the favor, the unending favor. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We cherish your name and we worship you. And may each and everything that is going to be said here on MPC Devotionals be of great help, be of great deliverance, be of great salvation, bringing to all the lost people out there who have happened to stumble onto this podcast, this broadcast right now. May their lives be changed. May their lives turn around for better. May their lives go the right direction from now on. Forever and ever in your name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. It has been long since we came online. It's been very, very long. And to be honest with you guys, I miss you guys so much. And now coming back today, I come back a happy man. I come back a very happy man. I come back someone who is feeling better, someone who is doing better things, someone who is executing better in the ministry itself. I'm so proud of myself for the first time in like forever. I'm proud of myself because back in the day I used to beat myself up because evidently my life was not going right. I was doing things I didn't want to do. I was going through things I didn't think I needed to be going through at that particular time. So it got me thinking that maybe everything that is happening to me is happening because I am a bad person. Maybe I'm a bad person, but now that bad person mentality left me a long time ago. I know I'm a very good person because Jesus made me good. God made me good. He washed me by his blood, Jesus. And then when he washed me by his blood, I am cleansed. I don't have any worries. I don't carry any burdens. And every time I call unto his name, I am washed clean once again. Never stops. It's unending love, it's unending grace, it's unending favor for the rest of our lives. My baby is asleep right now. Thank you, Jesus, for Astrichoncha Katarieva. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much, Jesus, for my friends. Thank you so much, Jesus, for my mother. Thank you so much, Jesus, for the mother of my baby. Thank you so much, Jesus, for Kevin Rina to see me. Thank you so much, Jesus, for her family. Thank you so much, Jesus, for my mother-in-law. Thank you so much, Jesus, for my father-in-law. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus. You always, always, always do it all. You do the best. You get the worst people and bring the best out of them. That is what you do, Jesus. And now me, who am I? Who am I? Let's look back. Everybody who knows me, who am I? Who am I really? Isaac Katajeva. Would I really amount to anything if I had stayed where I was? Because for the fact I know what I'm talking about, because I am the one who was there. So if I'm telling you that I don't think I would have amounted to anything if I had stayed there where I was, I don't think I would have amounted to anything. But the Lord Jesus, who saves, he who carries us, he left the 99 and came back for me. I can't avoid this. Every time my memory goes back to that day, the day I woke up and saw soldiers there to pick me. Different kinds of soldiers. There was the black uniform, there was the blue one, there was the police khaki one. The blue police one is the one I assumed in the first statement. I say the blue one, she gave me. So there was all uniforms. The black one was available. If Jacob roll call, where's the blacks representative from the blacks? There would be somebody's hand up. And I got pretty much everyone on my back that day. Some were in front, some were at the back. They turned, they put me in like a circle, and I had nothing to do. I couldn't do anything, for God's sake. Who could do anything in such company? But sometimes, you know, when people are pursuing you for something, they do all kinds of things. So I wonder, did I have a gun or something? Did I have, I don't know. But they took me like that, and then I went straight to Chira Road Police. Chira Road Police, there was conspiracy to keep me locked up until I went to Jitalia, which happened. I spent the whole week there. People trying to make me accept that I did what I did, but I didn't do it. So how would I accept something I didn't do? So deep within, I knew it wasn't me, so I kept saying it's not me. And they kept telling me that if you keep saying that, you are going to jail. So I was like, if it's jail for the truth, then so be it. I said it to Mr. Ossie. Mr. Ossie, there is an Ossie there. There is an Ossie there at Chira Road Police, right there in town. There is an Ossie. So the gentleman was trying to get me to accept. I told him I didn't do it. And he said, you are going to prison for that. I say, okay. If it's what God says, then so be it. And so be it. That is the one statement I have never regretted saying all my life. You see, those days I was high. I used to smoke too much weed. And I was so loud. So I said whatever I wanted to say whenever I wanted to say it. So that those guys, when they had me, they asked me, why are you so confident? Even when you know you are in trouble. I told them, God knows I didn't do what you guys are saying I did. And apparently there was no footage, security footage was not going to be a thing that I would rely on, because they made it clear from the start, the footage disappeared. Oh my God. But anyway, in case you just tuned in to MPC Lunch, I thank you so much for tuning in. And you've come when I was digressing a little bit back into my life. I went back into my life and revisited the things that happened to me some time back, and God still picked me up. God used people, God used the mother of my child, God used my mother to rescue me, and I was rescued from that evil that was chasing me, that evil that was driving me to bad places, that evil that took me to prison, that evil, that same evil that still chases after people all around the world. It wasn't just me. It has never been just me. It chases everyone. Today's devotional is going to be about pretty much help. We need help. We need help. We need help. We're going to do the evening prayer from Psalms 2, beginning from verse 4. Psalms chapter 2, verse 4. That is what we're going to read today. But you guys, I would like you to know that no matter what is happening in your life right now, no matter what is going on in your life right now, no matter what it is, no matter how heavy it feels, no matter how you don't know if you're going to finish it, no matter how you don't think you can get that school fees, no matter how you think you cannot get that visa to go out wherever you want to go, no matter what you think you're not going to get that expensive equipment, you think you can get that expensive car, you think you can't get that expensive house because you are you. Let me remind you about something. You are not working anything by yourself. Put your trust in God, put your trust in Jesus, and everything will come right to you. Everything you ever wanted, everything you ever dreamt of. Excuse me, I may tell you things and you challenge me, you go, do you have a car? My car is already on the way, it's coming, it's a special one, it's already on the way. The Lord already said yes to that. And when you say amen right now, you make it stronger. Thank you so much for saying amen. My people, I love you so much. And Jesus loves you so much. NPC Online Church on BC Radio loves you so much. And thank you so much for listening all the time. Now today, like I told you earlier, we are going to be reading from Psalms chapter 2, verse 4, an evening prayer for help. Verse 4 reads, "Answer me when I pray, O God, my defender. When I was in trouble, you helped me. Be kind to me now and near, and hear my prayer. Answer me when I pray, O God, my defender. When I was in trouble, you helped me. Be kind to me now and hear my prayer. How long will you people insult me? How long will you love what is worthless and go after what is false? Remember that the Lord has chosen the righteous for his own, and he hears me when I call to him. Tremble with fear and stop sinning. Think deeply about this. When you lie in silence on your beds, offer the sacrifices to the Lord and put your trust in him. There are many who pray. Give us more blessings, O Lord. Look on us with kindness. But the joy you have given me is more than they will ever have with all their corn and wine. When I lie down, I go to sleep in peace. You alone, O Lord, keep me perfectly safe." Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, that what you just listened to is an evening prayer for help from Psalms chapter 2 verse 4. And I am reading from the Good News Bible in today's edition. We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church on MPC Radio. You are the best. You do the very best by tuning in. Thank you so much. Like I told you, this just gets better every day, every day, every day, every day. This just gets better. And PCProductions.com/radio is just getting better all the time. We keep pumping it up for you out there. All you have to do is keep checking it out, checking it out, checking it out, checking it out. We are always live. All you have to do is tune in. Okay? That is all you have to do. Tune in. And now we're going to go to Psalms chapter 2, verse 5. A prayer for protection. Listen to my words, O Lord, and hear my sighs. Listen to my cry for help, my God and King. I pray to you, O Lord. You hear my voice in the morning, at sunrise when I offer my prayer and wait for your answer. That is verse 3. Ladies and gentlemen, today as you come into your evening, as you prepare to sleep, if you have not yet gotten into bed, and you who is in bed already and you were still stuck on your phone, try to look for something sanctifying to listen to. And you got us. Thank you so much for tuning into MPC Online Church or MPC Radio. We love you so much today. We all need help. We need help. We need the help of the Lord Jesus. He answers when we pray. He is our defender. When we are in trouble, He helps us. He is always kind, and is kind every day of our lives. He comes to our aid. He is our refuge. We run to Him. He splits the seas for us to cross. He loves us. Atomanye chintu ekisinga okusesa. Let me say this in Luganda. Byonna byonna bya bwerere. Kukiriza bukiriza. Mu Katonda. Mu Yesu. Kukiriza bukiriza. I'm going to be playing some nice content here. So please, stay on MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. Kumanga, if you enjoy it, I don't want you guys to miss out just because you're inconsistent. You're gamba complete zekolero, in chano taja. No gamba complete zekolero, in chano taja. No gamba complete zekonera, in chano taja. Come on, be coming by. When you come by, you're not going to miss out on anything. You're going to catch each and everything that happens on this station. You're going to listen to all those nice, nice things that we prepare. Kumanga, if you don't enjoy it, Binji, ebirungi bibeera bingi kati gwe bobeere omwana gwe ne weekweka n'ogaana okutuninga in ogenda bwosubwa ebirungi ebisanctifyinga ebirungi ebigiramu amaanyi ga Mukama ebirungi ebigiramu omusaayi oguwonya guli omusaayi ogussaamu obulamu ogumanyi ogw'omusaayi nga wenna wenna wali wagwamu dda amaanyi ng'olowooza ebintu byo byonna byonna byafa tebiriddawo munnange nze nzize kugamba leero nti biddawo mu ngeri emu yokka Yesu yekka Yesu Kristo yekka only Christ Jesus does each and everything for us only Him can die for us only Him can redeem us only Him protects us and nobody dares to cross the line He's protecting Only Jesus, only Christ Jesus. And speaking of only Christ Jesus, we have a t-shirt in the building. I'm going to be making this shirt available on my website, on isaacadarieva.com, and in a sale. The one on my side is not for sale, and now there's going to be a sale coming up very soon. Yeah, we'll make it available for everybody out there. You guys can have it. You deserve to have it because you're champions. Okay, you're champions in Christ. How long will you people go after what is false? How long? How long will we love the worthless things? How long are we planning to do this for? Okwesiwa kubibi, okwesiwa kuchibi. Muntu gwali eyo gwogenda kubeera ku kibi okumala ebbanga lyenkana ki ogenda komawanga gwoli oyagala bibi byereere era olowooza kigenda kutwala wa? That is the situation we are talking about right now. Nti gwe gy'oli eyo gwe Isaac Kadarieva gy'oli eyo. Ebyo ebintu ebibi ebitalinana nakye bikugasa byogoba n'obiremezaako ebirowoozo. Ebitali bya bwakatonda wesibyeko byaki? Lwaki obyeremezaako? Brothers and sisters, I am passing this message, and I know that the Lord, in all the might and all the power that He has, in who He is, in the Alpha and the Omega that He is, in the Shama, in the Jireh, in the Nisi, all His names, all His name, Yahweh, Lord Yahweh, Yeshua, who You are, salvation. In all His names. How long will we insult Him? How long will we love the worthless things and go after the bad things, the worst things? How long will we keep doing that? We need to change our ways. Remember that the Lord has chosen the righteous for His own, and He hears them when they call to Him. Whenever we hear, whenever we cry, the Lord hears us. When we call to Him, this is a Psalm of David. It's a Psalm of David. And what a better way to ask for help from the Lord. What a better way. So ladies and gentlemen, please stay on NPC on Church on NPC Radio. Don't dare go anywhere. Kubanga esaweno. Yeah? Esaweno. We are going to phase off a little bit. It's been 32 minutes since we're live, and now we're coming back. Please don't go anywhere. Stay on NPC on Church on NPC Radio. Something needs to be fixed as soon as possible. New boy is going to be back right now. Please don't go anywhere. This is NPC Devotionals. Thank you.
NPC Devotionals. Light for your day, strength for your journey. No matter what you're going through, when the weight is heavy, when the path is unclear, there's a word waiting to lift you up. Whether you're rising with the sun or winding down in silence, let these devotionals speak to your soul. Because even in the storm, His voice still whispers, "I am with you." NPC Devotionals. Light for your day, strength for your journey.
Thank you for listening to NPC Online Church.
You're locked in to the home of Spirit-filled content. This is NPC Radio. Catch hashtag say for the best in urban gospel music, rhythm and love for those sweet Jesus melodies that move the soul, the update to keep you informed and inspired, and covenant walk for all things marriage and godly relationships. Don't miss testimony time where real people share what the Lord has done. And that's not all. There's so much more waiting for you at npcproductions.com/shows. This is NPC Radio, the power of faith, on air and online. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to
Catch Your MPC Radio. Thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church on PC Radio. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for staying on the station, and thank you so much for waiting for us to come back live. Munange, you are the champion. Uliwa kavinyo. Wevali nyo chokola. Wevali nyo kubera koko MPC Online Church. Kakati, tugena part 2 ya devotion yona kolwa lero. Part 2 ya devotion yona kolwa lero. Today we are going to read a beatitude discovery. Have you heard of the beatitudes, people out there? Have you heard of the beatitudes? Blessed to be a blessing. We are called to be good, to be the light in the darkness of the other people that surround us. So we are called to be that light. So today's devotional is going to be courtesy of Grow Faith UK Reading. Thank you so much for being our friends. Thank you so much for this wonderful devotional. And as we continue to grow together in this journey, may the Lord continue to also strengthen us and keep us on the right lane as we keep going. Today it's going to be about finding comfort in grief. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 4, the Lord says, God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And ladies and gentlemen, the message in this one is simple. Grief is one of the hardest things we experience in life. Losing a loved one, facing disappointment, or even mourning the brokenness of the world can leave us with an empty feeling. It's natural to ask, how can mourning be a blessing? Yet Jesus says that those who mourn are blessed because they will be comforted. That promise is beautiful, but it also challenges the way we think about grief. Our world tells us to push through pain, to distract ourselves, or to move on as quickly as possible, but Jesus acknowledges grief as a real necessary part of life. And he ensures that we know, that we are assured, that we are not going to face this alone. The kind of mourning Jesus is talking about is not just about sadness over life's losses. It also includes sorrow over sin, our own and the world's. When we recognize our brokenness and the suffering around us, we begin to long for God's healing and restoration. Think about the times you felt closest to God. Often, it's in moments of pain and uncertainty, when everything else is stripped away. We see our need for Him more clearly. And in Psalms chapter 34 verse 18, He reminds us, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Jesus does not dismiss grief or tell us to suppress it. Instead, He promises that in our mourning, He will meet us with comfort. People usually try to comfort us with good intentions, but fall short. Maybe you've heard of phrases like time heals all wounds or everything happens for a reason, but when you're in the depths of grief, those words can feel hollow.
God's comfort is different. It does not ignore pain or rush us through it. Instead, it sits with us, holds us, and reminds us that we are not alone. His comfort is the assurance that He sees our pain, that He is working even in the brokenness, and that one day He will wipe away every tear. That is from Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. Jesus never promised that we wouldn't experience grief, but He did promise that in our mourning we will find His comfort. That comfort may not always come in the way we expect, but it is real, deep, and life-giving. So if you are in a season of mourning, take heart. God is with you. He sees your pain, and He promises to carry you through. Hold on to hope. In His presence, mourning will one day turn to joy. And ladies and gentlemen, as we reflect on this one today, and you are out there grieving, I'm going to give you a few simple ways to experience the comfort Jesus promised us. First of all, be honest with God, because He can handle your questions, anger, and sorrow. Pour out your heart to Him in prayer. Psalms chapter 62 verse 8 tells us that. And number two, lean on His word. Because scripture is full of reminders that God is near to the hurting. That is also in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3 to 4. Let others in, because God usually comforts us through community. Sometimes talk to a trusted friend, a mentor, or pastor. For me, I usually talk to Pastor Eric. I tell him something. Whenever I have it on my mind, I say it. I also talk to my mother about things that disturb me. So I share with them, with someone. Do the same. You don't have to do it with everyone, just the people you trust. Pick out the few you trust and do it with them. Rest in His presence, because sometimes comfort is not found in words, but in simply being still before God. As it says in Psalms chapter 46 verse 10. Thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. We love you so much, NSVS Debate Club. We love you so much, NSVS Volleyball. We love you so much, all departments at NSVS Football, all departments at American Football, Volleyball, everywhere. You guys, we are proud of you guys. By the way, if you're just listening right now and you don't know that our volleyball team is the one representing Uganda, eh? Our team smashed nationals. It's on top of Uganda right now. And once again, they go to the East African Games. And again, they will proceed in the name of Jesus. They will go to the internationals. And this time is not going to be stories. This time is not going to be, eh? It's going to be straight spiking. Straight holy fire, straight Holy Spirit fire. These MVPs are going to do it out there. And I promise you they are going to do it. I promise you they are. But you are the real champions for tuning into MPC Online Church. Shout outs to you, teacher Abigail, NSVS Debate Club. Our media team is coming together. Shout outs to you, Irene. Irene. We should surely schedule a call as soon as possible. We have a media team right now. And we are trying to get things together. There are so many things brewing here, and we are glad to be bringing them all to you out there. Thank you so much for being on MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. You are with us through our growing phase, and that is an amazing thing that you are doing right now, and the Lord is blessing you abundantly. You cannot see it right now, but I bet you are going to feel it in 1 second. You're feeling it right now. The Lord is doing miracles, and He always does things for you. Even the ones you're not going to see right now, He's going to do it, and you won't know that He has done it, but He has already done it, because He does things like that. He protects who nobody protects. He is Jesus, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the one who does it all, the one who never fails. He is Jesus. Thank you guys so much for hanging with us this whole time, all the way up to here. And today I have learned that the Lord is always there for me. Through all my fears, everything I fear for nothing. Everything I tell myself is very, very difficult to navigate. I tell myself for nothing. Because the Lord Jesus, He does it all. He does each and everything. He does it all. And all you have to do is give Him yours as well. I gave Him my heart, I gave Him my soul. It's all you have to do out there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there and you'd like to give your life to Jesus, please say these words with me. It's free. It's not going to be forced. But you are going to do this. Say this one. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and call you to work in my life. I call Jesus to take control of each and everything that I fear. Take control of each and everything that I am. Take control of each and everything that I want to be, and do it your way. I am a saved child of God, and I belong to you, and I believe that you died for me on the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for accepting Jesus. Thank you so much for accepting Jesus. And thank you so much for saying that wonderful prayer. Now, after this, you can find a church. Get a loving church close by. If you stay in Namgongo, come to Namgongo Pentecostal Church. I'll be arms open wide for you. I'll be waiting for you. NPC Church. You come to Namgongo Pentecostal Church, and surely, you will be there. You will pray with us. You will enjoy the service with us. I'd like to extend my greetings to you, Pastor Eric Sempa. Thank you so much, Pastor Eric Sempa, for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you so much, Pastor Eric Sempa, for each and everything you allow the Lord to give me, and all of us who live under this umbrella at Children's Welfare Mission. May he continue making us better. May he continue lifting us up for his glory. All of us in our specific fields, may we continue to live together harmoniously. Lord, I pray that you squeeze all the spirits of bad words that separate people. Bad words that cause dispute. Bad words that cause unfriendliness and enemies. Lord Jesus, you who does everything, intervene, Lord Jesus, and break it all down for your glory. For your glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for all your blessings. Thank you, Jesus, for your favor. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. Thank you, Jesus, for the provision. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We'll forever glorify your name. We'll forever worship your name. Forever and ever. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to MPC on Church, MPC Radio. I feel the Lord making me better. I feel the Lord Jesus making me better every day. I feel him. I can feel him making me better and better and better. And he does that. He makes people better. He lifts people from low and he puts them high up on big shelves. That's what the Lord Jesus does. And he does it. He does it. He shows you how to do it. And once he shows you, you can never go back. You can never go back. It's happening with me. It can happen with you out there. All you have to do is accept Jesus, love him, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. That is really all you have to do. This is MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. I'm glad to be here doing this for you. My name is Isaac Katarieva. I love you guys so much. I am from Barara. It used to be Barara. Okay, now it's Rampara District. I'm from Rampara District down there. It's a little bit cold right now. I wouldn't go up in the hills. You know, one time, let me tell you guys about a little story. I went to the village and, to be honest, I was not yet used like to that cycle again. So one time I wanted to wake up and go up to the cattle, see the livestock. There's goats, there's sheep, there's so much up there in the farm. So I'm thinking, should I go with Mr. Kenneth Maria? By the way, shout out, see you out there, brother. Thank you so much for listening to episode on Church Matubanyi Hanga Mwena Nabara Musia Bantubambara Bantubarambara Bantubantungamo Mwena Mwena Nabara Musia. Let's get back to the statements now, okay? Katindi mukuwa wa statement. Now, that day I had decided I was going to wake up and go and witness the milking and everything that happens in the morning, I told myself so. But oh my God, how cold the bed felt once I stepped out. Once I stepped out of the bed like this, touching it again outside the covers was Dwampara is cold, people. And waking up to go to the hill, up in the hill, those things are for champions. Ochegera, it is what you have to do if you want to be a champion right now. If you want to lift your spirit up, okay, and be the herdsman that you were born to be. I'm talking to you fellow herdsmen out there and women. If you want to grow back into your spirit, you have to go back to those times that challenge you. Wanga, that time I was totally challenged. First day I went, second day, whenever I could put my hand outside the blanket like this, I would feel as if someone opened the deep freezer next to the bed. But there was even no deep freezer anywhere in the room. But hey, it was cold. it was called. So you can't play with the coordinates of that side. The coordinates of that side comes in 3D. Or maybe a 4D. Shout out to you, my brother Billy Bills. I love you so much. Shout out to you, Arnold. And my other sister, there's a baby sister called Evita Koftunji. I love you so much. My baby Tracy Korunga, I love you so much. I love you guys so much. My mother, Auntie Rosie. It's been long since we last spoke, but hey, I love you. You are at heart and you are in my mind all the time. Family, how is Uncle Dennis? How is everybody doing? How is all the babies doing? I love you guys so much and I can't wait to catch up with you again, again, and again, and again. It's exactly 10 minutes past the hour of 11 p.m. and you have to allow me to also go get some sleep, some slumber. Nange neva ke munange era yesu atukumbe fena fena na mwaba kume kakati mwenye uliriza amba dengu saba wewombe ke mwenye chine chisera tufune yesa aligalao tusabemu tumaye tugende ay yesu tukwe wazakulwe vilo njibine wina vizo tukolida vietu zetu laba nebi zenga tetubiraba na bidaba tukwebaza kulwe byo byo lebe jambu mubulamu bwaffe biro tuloza nti birungi naye nga bibi nobituyamba nobitujirawo tukwebaza kulwe byo nawe na Yesu era tukwebaza ne kulwe byo ebirungi ebibi byo tujira mu makubo nga tubimanyi nti bibi nga tubisabidde ne tubikabira kunti ekibi kikyo kijja Yesu n'otuyamba webale nnyo Yesu kati nga tukenda okwebaka abantu abawuliza devotion eno bonna bonna mbasabira omukisa gubagoberere abantu bonna bonna bye bawulidde basobole obbiza mu nkola abantu bye bawulidde basobole okuky ekigambo kyo abantu ku bye bawulidde bakusemu ekitiibwa emirembe n'emirembe amiina. Thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. I love you so much. I can't explain how much I love you. It's been exactly 12 minutes now. Past the hour of 11. Please, 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 please. Good night, good night, good night. I'm out of time. I love you so much. See you. May the Lord bless you. Bye-bye.
NPC Devotionals, light for your day, strength for your journey. No matter what you're going through, when the weight is heavy, when the path is unclear, there's a word waiting to lift you up. Whether you're rising with the sun or winding down in silence, let these devotionals speak to your soul. Because even in the storm, his voice still whispers, I am with you. NPC Devotionals, light for your day, strength for your journey. You're locked in to the home of Spirit-filled content. This is NPC Radio. Catch hashtag save for the best in urban gospel music, rhythm and love for those sweet Jesus melodies that move the soul, the update to keep you informed and inspired, and covenant walk for all things marriage and godly relationships. Don't miss testimony time where real people share what the Lord has done. And that's not all. There's so much more waiting for you at npcproductions.com/shows. This is NPC Radio, the power of faith, on air and online.
Radio station in the world is right here, right now.